Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 418. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I've been drinking wine. This is going to be a great podcast.
Wine tonight, huh? Jeff is here. Well, tell us what your wine is, Tony.
It's called 18 Crimes, and I think the biggest crime would be not finishing the bottle, so I'm going to do that.
Yeah, you should just kill that off. Jeff is here.
Hello. I'm not drinking wine.
Not drinking wine.
You're not that classy.
No.
I didn't know we were going with the classy podcast tonight. I was and out, Peter's baby. Here.
Pinky's out.
Hello.
Pinky's out. All right, well, everybody get your pinkies out because Jeff is gonna tell us about the new hotness in gaming. Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah. So I'm the only one that got it, huh?
I will get it when I am done with Spider-Man.
Yeah, I can't get it now. It just doesn't fit in my schedule yet.
It is, you know, really similar to the last two, basically.
Which is the other reason I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't even finish Rise of the Tomb Raider, so.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing. I'm just saying.
I see people skipping
it though because of that. Sorry, Chris.
It's more of that, right? Like,
yeah, like
which I liked both of those games.
Yeah, I think those games are really good. I mean, we all gave the first one game of the year, but that was 5 years ago. You know, when that was kind of more fresh, but I think like some of the changes are very minor where it's like, you know, what's different than this? Oh, you could rappel down things, which I don't even know if that is new, but I think it is. One thing I did finally notice, like, I was having trouble finding tombs, but I found two or three now, like these optional challenge tombs. And those are a little changed from before, at least the ones I have found. And they are way longer. Like, they are more like the older tombs in Tomb Raider, like the older ones. So,
and like the challenge tombs in Tomb Raider and Rise of the Tomb Raider, they were like little 5 minute.
Usually, things, right? Yeah. I mean, there's probably some that were like a little bit longer.
Right.
Like, this one I did last night probably took me almost 45 minutes.
Okay.
And some of that was probably me banging my head against the wall, but it was pretty big. Like, there were multiple, like, sections to it. You know what I mean? It wasn't just, like, one little room. So that's pretty cool. Like, I've found them to be pretty scarce. I think I looked it up, and there's something like, there's, like, 9 of them, maybe. And I cannot remember how many were in the other two, but it's probably somewhere around there. But if they're all as big as, like, the two or so that I've found so far, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty cool. Like, that is a big difference. And this one is, like, it does rely more on, like, exploration and platforming and stuff than combat. Like, there has not been a ton of combat so far. Probably only two or three, like, scenes so far. And I've played it probably 7 or 8 hours at least, you know? There's been also some, like, more, like, forced stealth scenes lately that I had to do. Mm. Like, they're forced stealth because I had no, like, they strip you of everything else but, like, a knife. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like, so it's really similar to the other ones, but there are things about it that I think, like, they've changed it to be more how I would want it to be, if that makes any sense.
So if I didn't finish Rise of the Tomb Raider, but I can play Rise of the Tomb Raider, should I get this game or should I play Rise of the Tomb Raider?
I would just get this game, the new hotness. Also, I do like the setting of this one more because it's, you know, like jungles and shit, whereas like Rise of the Tomb Raider was like snowy mountain shit. But Rise of the Tomb Raider is also really good, so I don't know. You already own that.
Right.
I would say if you already own it, you might as well play that.
From what I've heard, they both look roughly the same graphically speaking, so.
Probably. There are moments in this game that look really, really amazing. I think part of that might just be because I got, you know, the new system, the new TV and that, right?
Right.
But then there's also, like, there are parts of the game where I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is not as impressive as it was, you know, years ago. And years ago, I wasn't watching it in 4K. So I think, like, the graphics engine is starting to age a little bit.
Well, that, I mean, that first game was a 360 PS3 game.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So, yeah, that engine is getting up there in age.
But, you know, all of those games are, like, pretty stunning. I just, there's moments in this where I'm like, this doesn't look as good as I remember it looking.
Well, that's because it doesn't. I mean, I think, like, because it's the secondary team and stuff, there are people who have just pointed out, like, it just kind of looks lesser in many ways, like, less polished than even Rise of the Tomb Raider was.
Yeah, people pointed that out.
Yeah, I mean, when right before it came out, there were some, like, reviews out there. And
yeah, and I'm not talking, like, dumb, like, downgrade stuff. I just mean, like, if you look at the two, it's like, oh, this doesn't look like a game that was made 5 years after its predecessor. Like, looks like it was made right mm-hmm. after.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, there's been a little bit of refinement to the design, and I do think, like, getting some of these bigger tombs is exactly what I've been, like, bitching about since the first one. So, like, that's nice of them to finally do. I don't know if that holds up through the whole game or what, but I'm really just, like, I'm really enjoying it. Like that's all I've played since it came out is that game. And I think that game still plays pretty silky smooth. Like, the combat is not super amazing, but just the combination of the different aspects of the game just kind of play off each other real well. Like, you know, you do a little firefight, then you're climbing around, then you're exploring, then you're solving this gigantic puzzle. And I think, like, it all feels pretty good, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm just, like, a big fan of the series, I think. So I'm fine with this one.
The combat pretty much up to par with what it was in the last two.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Which, I mean, I thought it was a pretty competent third-person shooter, so.
Yeah. It's just weird, though, because there's another, like, weird little criticism I would have about it. Like, I don't really love the skill tree in this one, but also, like, skill tree doesn't matter that much because, like, it's mostly, like, combat-based type shit, and there's barely any combat, so it's just like, all right, whatever, I'll just unlock whatever fucking box is next to unlock. Like,
you're gonna hit it. You're gonna hit some point in that game where it's gonna be like combat.
Yeah, I know, great. Well, but you'll still be like leveled up though. That's sort of thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, it seems like you will fill out the whole skill tree no matter what. From what I can tell, like that's the way it looks to me. Like, it doesn't look like there's that many things there to fill out. But I don't know. I'm really, really enjoying it, though. Like, you know, whatever I say in critical, whatever, I'm still having a fun time.
Yeah, I am looking forward to playing it. I just plan on finishing Spider-Man first, because I don't know if I stop playing Spider-Man if I will find time to go back to it.
I couldn't resist, and I will probably go back to Spider-Man, because there's nothing big for me till a couple weeks, at least.
Yeah, I mean, Forza Horizon 4 comes out in 2 weeks. So, like, I don't have much the rest of the year. I think I counted up, like, 6 or 7 games total that I want to get. And I probably won't even get that many. It's just, like, what I'd like to get. But, like, big ones are, like, Red Dead, Battlefield, Smash, Pokemon.
Yeah, I have Mario Party pre-ordered. I think that's the next one.
Assassin's Creed.
I haven't finished Origins yet, so I'm not going to get Odyssey until I finish Origins.
See, I told myself that, but I'm totally breaking.
I What I do want out of Odyssey, though, is I guess if you get the season pass, you get a remastered versions of 3 and Liberation.
I'm so tempted to get the gold edition now. I'm so tempted.
I like how they were like, we'll make the game good now.
Yeah. It wasn't bad before. It just was like, I don't know, it had issues. It wasn't perfect.
Don't worry, Jeff. I will play Tomb Raider before the end of the year. So
I plan on playing it.
It's fun.
We'll see.
You guys will enjoy it.
Yeah. Speaking of Spider-Man, Jeff, obviously you have not played it. Pete, you were already finished.
Yeah, I was finished last week.
Yeah. Tony, have you made much more progress in it?
I have all the backpacks now. I finished all the Black Cat stuff. I've taken down all the Fisk sites.
Mm-hmm.
I think all that stuff has distracted me from getting through the story.
Yep, me too.
Because I'm past the bombing, but only just barely.
Okay.
Which bombing?
At the rally.
The first one, yeah.
Okay, I don't think I've done that then. I might still be behind you.
Oh, Jesus wow.
Christ. But I've done like... almost all, like, the only thing I have open world left right now are like demon attacks.
Yeah, like that stuff is all so much fun, like pigeons and all that. I can't stop doing it.
It's right, you guys still don't even have like challenges, and
I don't have challenges now.
So like
there's still like open world side shit that still isn't even like available to you yet.
Like, what percent does it say you guys are done with the game?
I'm 38%.
I'm 47%.
Oh yeah. What was your Sony?
38 was when I started tonight, so it's probably higher than that now. It's probably like 40 something.
Is the rally like for the cop, or it's like it's actually Osborne's rally, but
yes,
the cop. Yeah, so that's like my next. Well, it's not my next mission. I'm supposed to go see something first, but like I know that that's coming up because I did the doc. Mission.
Yeah.
Right.
Is the Halloween party after that?
No, Halloween party is pretty far after that.
Yeah. So I was way past them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember I sent you that picture. I was
like, that's about like halfway through the game.
I got probably like 2 hours
past that. I know that there's like a trophy for each of the acts, and I don't think I've gotten the one for the first act being done yet. So
yeah,
holy shit, that's crazy.
You're pretty close though, Chris. You're way close to getting that.
Like, but you guys have like basically completed the side shit.
Yeah.
Like I was working on that stuff a lot too. Like I think I had 40 out of 55 backpacks and shit. Like I was going after that stuff. But I was pretty deep in the story when I stopped. But I do want to go back. Like, the game is really, really fun.
The only thing I'm not a fan of because you have to wait for them, are the crimes.
Yeah.
So, like, that's like a waiting game where you're, like, sitting around in a district waiting for a crime to happen.
I never waited. I would just, when they popped up.
Yeah. I can't help myself. I'm Spider-Man. I got to stop the crime when it happens.
Well, yeah, but I'm like waiting for it to pop up. Like nothing has popped up. Like, and I still have like 2 or 3 left in a district.
Yeah, but like I would just keep. I would go somewhere else. I wouldn't think about it.
Okay, and,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I clear it.
I just want to finish up this district and move on. Like I'm like swinging around or waiting on top of a water tower. Keep pressing.
Yeah, the funny thing is though is that you can't clear the districts yet. So.
No, because like, I know that there's still like other things to do, but you can finish up like the five crimes per faction.
I guess so, yeah. So but you only have what, 2 factions open to you right now?
Yeah, so I finished all the Fisk ones and now I'm working on the demons. That's all I have left, like open world wise, is the demon stuff, because I did all the research stations. What was the other side that just finished the Black Cat stuff last night, which was a little disappointing.
Well, that leads into the DLC, basically.
Mm. Like you do get like a pretty cool looking suit that I'll never wear, but
yeah.
Oh, I use the black cat suit all the time. I like the ability too.
It's yeah. like there is no ability.
There isn't?
Nah, the dark suit has no
Then why do I get like this electrical shock that kills everybody? Is that from something?
That might have been whatever suit you were wearing before.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one that suit and the
homemade suit, right?
Yeah, those don't come with any like ability.
Like, I really like the kill everybody shock thing. Flies around.
That does sound pretty cool. I've been using the web blossom.
Yeah, that seems to be apparently that's the most broken ability. I haven't used it once. So I feel like
you just like drop into a bunch of people and like set it off and it takes out.
I just did the quad damage one.
Most of the enemies.
That one was always real nice.
It's fun. I really like it. Evidently, it is the best-selling Sony exclusive.
Yeah. Broke the record previously set by God of War, which was previously set by Horizon.
So, that to a point, that makes sense, right? Like, as a generation goes on, more people get your system. As your exclusives come out, you're going to do it. I mean, Spider-Man is... I think something that kind of appeals to a lot more people than maybe got awarded.
Like my brother-in-law was like texting me like the day after it came out, and he was like, "Do you have a PlayStation 4?" And I was like, "Yes." And Spider-Man is amazing. He's like, "Yeah, it looks really good on the commercials." That's what I was going to ask you. I was like, "Yeah," like I knew it. Like he's not like a huge gamer or anything, but like. He kind of like was like thinking about buying a PS4 to get the fucking Spider-Man game, which is pretty amazing if you think about it.
I mean,
if I didn't have a Pro already, I'd be all over that Red Pro bundle. I'd have gotten that.
Yeah.
It is nice looking. Pete, you have been playing The Messenger. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it because I finished it. This past week.
Yeah, I played... I wonder what my hour count is. I mean, basically, I got up through the... through the first section of the game or whatever.
Okay.
You know, where I guess once I defeat the dragon, the full, like, changeover happens.
Oh, so you got, like, to, like, the midpoint or whatever, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not going to play anymore.
No?
Nah, I don't like this game.
Really?
What?
Okay.
This game is dumb.
That's the part of the game that's amazing.
Like, so I played 3 hours or whatever. Some people were talking about, like, it's 8 hours before you reach the Switch. I was like,
It was like, it took me 7 hours before I reached the...
Now, to be fair, I wasn't doing a super amount of exploring. Just because I felt like there were some places I needed abilities I didn't have to get to. I got some of the coins. I didn't get all the coins.
Okay.
I thought its humor was hit or miss. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't love it.
I just don't care. Yeah, like...
Didn't click with you.
I guess, yeah. So, like, by the time that I hit the dragon boss and stuff, I was just like, okay, I kind of get what this game is, and I don't see what everyone's freaking out about. Also, I thought everyone's like, oh my god, we can't spoil the secret of the game, and blah, blah, blah. And then it happened, and I was like, this is it.
So, like, the secret of the game is that it switches...
Well, it switches graphic style and genres or whatever, I guess, right? It goes from becoming Ninja Gaiden into Castlevania and whatever. And I was like,
okay. Yeah, in a way. It's still, it's basically just open world Ninja Gaiden. Or like Metroid-ish Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
Where you're then searching for
like keys or something, right?
Yeah, basically keys to unlock like a portal. There are things that happen in the last act of that game, though, that are fucking amazing. It doesn't just change genres from like a straight, you know, linear side scrolling action platformer to like a Metroid, like an exploration Metroid type action platformer. It does some crazy ass shit, similar to like shmups.
Oh, that does not sound fun.
It's not hard. It's like an old school side scrolling like arcade shooter.
It sounds fun to me.
Everything that like I played it for, I don't know, 3.5 hours on Saturday and then wrapped it up on Sunday. But as I like hit those points, like as I was unlocking the keys and progressing, I was like, this is awesome. Like I did not want to put it down.
It's just like I have zero nostalgia for this genre of game.
I can see that.
That's fair.
That's where, like, from what, like, even in print, like, not just you guys, but like when on the Bombcast were yelling about it and on the Beastcast and stuff, like, everyone was like, oh my god, it's just like Ninja Gaiden, which I loved when I was a kid and stuff. I just don't. I played it and I was like, it is a perfectly fine game, but I don't see why everyone's losing their mind about it and stuff. Like, I thought the music's cool. The shopkeeper's hilarious. I liked him a lot.
I love all of his stories.
He's just a big dick, which I enjoy.
You enjoy a big dick. Got it.
And yeah, I don't know. Like the move from 8-bit to 16-bit, I was like wholly unimpressed.
So at first, like, yeah, I was like, it's like whatever. It just looks a little bit more crisp. There are puzzles and stuff in the Metroid area where you need to switch between the two because the environment is completely different between the past and the future.
Time travel thing.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly what it is, right? Like you're in the future in the 16-bit stuff, and you're in the past in the
8-bit stuff. I kind of like secretly hoped that it was gonna like the future was more like 3D-ish and stuff because they. Like the little graphics look like that when you move into the tunnel and then you come out and it's just like, oh.
Yeah, no, it's 8-16. It's not an advancement from like any more than that. Although they set it up that there could be more. I do love the little switch over after you beat it's kind of like the midway boss. It's before the dragon fight.
Right, yeah, the tower thing.
Yeah, like the guy, like I love like where it's like you end up as like in the shop or whatever, and it's like this like Contra type dude running around. Who's the next messenger, and there's some funny stuff there. I don't know. I mean, I love the Ninja Gaiden games, so for me, like it definitely hits all the right notes and I love everything about this and could totally see if it were to come to Xbox, I would buy it again.
Jesus, really?
To play. Yeah. Like I will play through that game again.
I'm surprised you don't like it. Like, I think the game is fucking great. Like I think the level design in the first half is just fucking really solid. Just like what I like about Ninja Gaiden and what I like about this is like how tight the control feels to me anyways. Like,
yeah, I have no problem with like how it controls and stuff. I just like, I don't know. I don't care for the gimmick. I don't care. Like I enjoyed the aesthetic initially, but like it kind of wore on me by the time the end. And then, yeah, by the time I got to the 16-bit part, I was just like, I care even less about it than I did when I started this game. So.
It's all right. I don't know. I really liked it myself, but.
I honestly think the disconnect just has to be which games we grew up with. Like you and Jeff played most of the same games when you were kids and stuff. And I, in the same way that I have the nostalgia for like character platformers, like Crash Bandicoot and Spyro and stuff, it's just like.
Yeah, well, yeah, you weren't there for like our generation. That was contemporary. Like, you know, like Ninja Gaiden 2 is coming out. Oh,
no, that's what I'm saying, right? Like I have zero.
Right. Yeah.
There's no connecting factor. Like I'm just playing this as if it's a cool indie game and not like a, you know, throwback to the 80s or whatever.
I do like the game less in the second half. Like I like it still, and I still fine with it, but like I don't like that half as much as like just the straightforward first half. Like,
well, I'm totally with you on that too, Jeff, where I like going through the levels, like doing the platforming sections, and then like, I mean, all the enemies like in the level are pretty standard. Like they don't really pose much challenge to you. But then like you get to the boss and it's like, all right, now how do I beat this? Like, what are the different forms? What are the different, like three different types of attacks they're going to do? And how do I get through it? Because like, they're all big and pretty well put together, except for
the only exception I'd say to that is the, what is her name? The Queen of Quills. Thought that boss was a little fucky. Like, there's a phase in that where she brings up the two or three like plant things or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called. But, and I feel like if you miss the attack on the first one, which lets you jump to hit the one that's higher up, like, you're just fucked. Like, there's actually no way to continue.
Right, you get stuck and you have to take damage, yeah.
Well, not even that, like, well, because I don't know if the, because then the boss doesn't move off screen. Like, you just sort of get caught in between the plant and the boss who's jumped down to try and attack you at the same time. And I don't, even with max health, I always wind up, if I miss that jump, it was always just sort of like, well, game over, try again.
Yeah, well, and I didn't mind dying in it because the checkpoints are pretty forgiving. Like, they're normally right there. So.
I mean, that was the only boss. The other ones were pretty easy. Like, you die the first time because you're learning the pattern.
The one that caused me more trouble than it probably should have was that the big guy that it's like
when you're up in the tower.
Yeah.
That one I feel is just like unnaturally long, but
it can be. I found like a kind of a trick to beat it. Like when I finally beat him, I did it really quickly. It was just
I know what, like the tricks you're talking about, like how you can stay on the hand and like get some extra hits and on the top and stuff, but like
it was like up until I was like I keep dying and I'm only getting like one or two hits in each time.
Yeah. Like that and the dragon I always felt were one phase too long. But I don't know.
There's less bosses in the second section, like in that Metroid section, but some of them are really good too. Like there's a cool like moth fight that bounces back and forth between 8-bit and 16-bit, and like there's just some pretty cool stuff there. The final guy I think is actually maybe not as good as it could have been, but it's another like
Demon King.
No. So like that one's okay, but he's not the final boss.
Is it the hero?
It's the
hero from the West or whatever.
No, it's this guy that's locked in like a music box or something, which is what you're trying to unlock.
The cabinet in the shop?
No, because it's with the cabinet. You mean where the wardrobe? Or the actual chest that's in the shop.
I know, I mean the thing that he goes, you're not allowed to touch this, and then if you touch it like 80 times, he like tells you an obnoxious story and prevents you from skipping the text and stuff like that.
On the left hand side, you open that, and that actually kind of progresses into the rest of the story. So
don't you get something from that? I can't remember what it was.
You're talking about the one in the shop, right, Pete?
Yeah, all the way on the left side. Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one where like you get something, Jeff. Like that's outside the shop, though, I think.
And then there's the other chest that requires you to like smash all the shit.
Yeah, and I did not get all of them yet. I don't know if I will, but because I ended up playing it for like about 15 or 16 hours, so I don't know if I'm going to go and get, like, they're fun, but I don't know if I want to go through the entire game and get them all, but I would totally play it again if it were to release on Xbox or something. Anyway, Tony, you've been playing anything?
Just Spider-Man and NBA 2K, which I talked about the last couple weeks. So NBA 2K is really good. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Was I seeing that you were saying that the progression's been slowed a little bit, or?
The only thing they slowed down, so every game you get a grade, you know, depending on what you do during the game. It used to be super easy to get an A-plus grade every game once your character, or once you, like, really got a flow for the game and could, you know, play well. It's really hard now. You really have to earn a great grade. Okay. Like, I have a hard time getting, I haven't gotten an A-plus grade yet. I played through, gosh, at this point, probably 23 games, and I've gotten 2 A's the whole time. It's hard, and I play a lot of 2K, so I'm like really used to playing this game. So they made it really hard to like get recognized for doing well. Those A games are like really like out of the ordinary, awesome performances. But yeah, progression wise, like the game is really similar to last year.
Okay,
they haven't really neutered it or anything.
I also played a game. I believe it just came out today. It's called The Gardens Between. I played it on Switch. I think it's available on Windows and PS4 as well. It's a little indie puzzle, narrative kind of puzzle game where you control two friends as they kind of work through environments that are puzzle based, and you don't control them, you control the timeline, and you know, as they get to certain locations, you can then have them interact with things, which will open up different areas. It reminded me a lot of like Monument Valley, but obviously not that aesthetic. Like, these look like actual people. It's pretty cool. It took me about 3 hours. I should eventually write a review because they sent a code for it, so it's all right. I think it's $15 or something on Switch.
Ooh.
So it has a nice little story to it. Even there's zero dialogue, but like you get the story as you're going through, like the environments kind of tell the story, and it has like a nice little kind of sentiment to it. It's kind of about like growing up and losing, like moving on, moving away, losing friends, not necessarily through death, but like them just stuff happening and them moving on with their family. But some of the environments are really cool. There's like an old school computer at one where you have to get the code, which is on the other side of the island. And then you go back and you're jumping on the keypad. See, and you have to put the code in so it unlocks something else on the island. And all of them, all the environments are kind of like that, where it's these islands that have big items on, like life oversized items like VHS tapes or telephones or water storm grates. Like, and it's because you're going through like memories of these two. It's fun. It's a fun little cute little game. Looks like it's getting pretty good reviews. I have not read any of them, but Google is telling me that it has a 73% Metacritic, which seems about right to me. It's $17 on Steam. So, Peter. You said we might have some news.
Yeah, I got a couple stories.
Tell us about the stories.
So Capcom closed their Vancouver studio.
Ooh, yes.
Weekend, or on, not over the weekend, on Tuesday, I guess, yeah. It's their only Western studio, I guess. The only one that put out any games. I'm sure they have some satellite studios out there for marketing or whatever. But they were Blue Castle, I think, beforehand. They basically only ever put out the Dead Rising games, and they released a version of Puzzle Fighter for mobile. But yeah, they said that, let's see, as a result of reviewing titles and development at Capcom Vancouver, Capcom has decided to cancel the in-development projects at the studio and will concentrate development of major titles in Japan.
So Skeleton Crew will remain until January 2019 to finalize closure operations and logistics.
So
I mean, in February they'd already laid off about 30% of the studio. So I mean, and I guess apparently, yeah, in the recent months, one source tells Kotaku that many Capcom Vancouver employees had been heading to EA Vancouver in recent months. So like the writing was on the wall for a lot of people.
They knew.
Yeah. And I guess they did have two titles in production. One had been canceled before this, and then the other, I think, was suspected to be a Dead Rising 5, but
I can't imagine. I have to feel at this point Dead Rising is dead, right? Like,
I honestly, like, if they move Dead Rising to Japan and they have the Japanese studios develop it, like, I feel like that could, because was the original developed in Vancouver, or was it the original, I'm going to look it up right now, developers Capcom and Q-Lock? I don't know, that doesn't help me. Which version of Capcom?
I mean, Kenji Inafune he worked on it, but I don't know if that was...
Yeah, so from 2006 to 2009, it was just Capcom, and then it moved to Capcom Vancouver in 2010 to 2018. So maybe coming back home will bring back some of the magic.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. So, yeah, I mean...
They've done everything like that. That studio did everything on this since 2. So
yeah, which in a lot of people's minds is where the series took a negative turn. So
it's fair.
So yeah, and I guess because of how things with like Monster Hunter have turned out and stuff like, and now they have Resident Evil 2 remake in development in January, which the trailer came out for that looks really good. And Devil May Cry 5, like, Japan is sort of picking up the slack in ways that it hadn't been before, so. Let's see. Rockstar announced that Red Dead Redemption 2's online component will be called Red Dead Online, and will launch in November, starting with a public beta.
So what the hell is with this, what is it, a month after launch?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Online? Like, did they not know it was coming? I don't understand. This is exactly what they did with GTA, and it didn't make any sense that time.
Well, and I think because they want to use it, they want to have a beta period, so they're like, well, let people play the single player, and then a month later, they won't have anything else to do. So then they'll want to play multiplayer.
But see, that this is what happened with GTA Online, though. I was sick of GTA at that point. Like, yeah, I had other stuff to play. Like, I'd been playing nothing but GTA for weeks, and it's like, okay, play this online component now. Well, I kind of want to play other stuff. And now you're like throwing it right in the middle of, okay, you can play this on Battlefield and Fallout.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with this, they say that, so I guess this is, it's technically going to be its own game. Because they specifically mentioned that it will be free for players who own Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's the same language they use with GTA though, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Can you play GTA Online without owning GTA 5?
I don't think so.
See, this makes me sound like this is different because it says that.
But I'm saying that's the same language they used for GTA. Like they acted like GTA Online was a different entity.
Oh, yeah,
right. Like it was a different game entirely, even though you needed to use GTA 5 to get into it.
Yeah, they say the studio sees Red Dead Online as fundamentally separate from the main game. Concerns over launching a big new online game are also a reason. So basically they were like, hey, we remember how GTA's online launch went, and we don't want to repeat that mistake. So they're preparing for a similar uphill climb.
Well, good for them. I probably will not play much Red Dead Online. But
I don't know. I'll be curious. I mean, I'll be playing Red Dead 2, so I'll at least have some sort of gateway. Everyone, I guess some embargo went up about everyone played 2 hours of the game, and so there are like impressions of the game left and right. So, depending on where you look, you could find all sorts of shit about the game.
Like, I'm all for playing that game. Give it to me.
I'm getting reports from our friend Aaron right now. Your beard and hair grow over time. And in order to get certain haircuts, your hair or beard might have to actually be long enough to have that haircut first.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So it's kind of like Witcher stuff. I don't think in Witcher you had to worry about like waiting for your hair to grow out to get a certain haircut, but your beard would grow over time.
Horses' testicles shrink when it's cold.
What? Why is that?
That's another detail. That's another detail, I guess.
That's nuts. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, at base camp, the game gave me a tip to remind me that if my character ate too much, he would get fat. Too little, and he would get skinnier and lose stamina.
You get a benefit for eating your spinach. Do you get stronger?
Yeah, like right.
Popeye? I am not sounding super excited about this right now.
I am so excited for it.
Yeah, the trailers have left me unimpressed, but I will still probably have nothing better to do with my time than play this.
I mean, I want to play the single player stuff, but
right.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I get the whole multiplayer thing makes no sense to me. Why they do it that way?
I never got into. I mean, we played GTA 5, GTA Online, whatever the fuck it's called. We played that a couple times. It just never really captured me.
Either. And I don't think it caught any of us. We kind of just, you know, it'd be fun for a little bit, but it's not.
It's a huge game, though, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's fun for some people. It never got any of us. I think the way that it did. For others,
I did not give it enough of a chance, so I don't know.
You can play in first person mode immediately.
Cool.
If that's what anyone wants to do. Yeah, I'm just sort of skimming this article to see if there's anything worthy. It's a lot of just like general impressions and stuff, but just curious to see if there's anything of note. But yeah, so yeah, I guess the bigger news was that Sony announced their PlayStation Classic console. And I was originally intrigued and then immediately skeptical.
Why are you skeptical?
Well, so it's $100.
Yeah.
With 20 games, but they've only announced the first 5.
I think it's a little weird.
I agree. It'll be out on December 3rd. The 5 games they announced are Final Fantasy VII, Jumping Flash, Ridge Racer Type 4, Tekken 3, and Wild Arms. I've only played 2 of those games.
I only care about 1 of those games, and you can play it on everything now anyway.
Yeah, soon you'll be able to play it on Switch or Xbox One.
It'll come with 2 controllers, 2 original PS1 controllers, so no analog sticks.
So no Ape Escape.
Apparently, yes.
Or any other games that required analog.
Which kind of blows, but...
So my guess is there are games that came out after 97... that you can play without analog, but my guess is most of these games are going to be from like 95 to 97, and then there will be a PlayStation 2 class or PlayStation Classic 2, not PlayStation 2 Classic, a PlayStation Classic 2 that has the analog stick.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, it's like you look at it, and yeah, sure. I mean, it's a original PlayStation. Like, it even has like fake memory card slots and stuff. Like,
yeah.
And stuff, but I mean, I pre-ordered it just because I knew, and with my luck, they'd announce the other 15 games and I would want to play it, and then it would never be in stock again.
Yeah.
But right. If they announce the other 15 games and I only ever want to play Tekken 3 and Final Fantasy 7, I'm just going to cancel my pre-order.
I don't think that this will be as hard to get as the Nintendo.
No, I mean, $100 is also, I think it's, what, $20 more expensive than the SNES Classic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think Sony just has a better handle on supply chain.
Yeah,
that too. But I also didn't want to potentially have to jump through that circus too.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered you guys. Also.
Where'd you guys pre-order at?
Best Buy.
Okay.
Because Amazon's didn't come up until the day after. So I don't know, it's just like, I'm not going to do it. Also, Amazon has been shit lately. So
whatever. I waited. I did Amazon.
Okay. Well, all I know is that I pre-ordered Spider-Man, and then 2 days later, they were like, oh yeah, it's going to be a week and a half before you get your copy. It's like,
what?
And then following up on that, PlayStation Now is now making its games downloadable.
I saw that. So you don't have to stream them.
Right. So what it's saying is that you will be revealed that starting today, PlayStation Now subscribers will be able to download most PlayStation 4 and PSG games currently in the library and play them locally offline. Almost all PS4 games in the service, including Bloodborne, God of War 3 Remastered, NBA, and Until Dawn will be available to download, in addition to the PS Now lineup of classic PS2 games remastered for PS4. This feature will gradually be rolled out to PS Now subscribers over the next couple of days. The system will have to go online every few days, but yeah, it's not streaming anymore. Like, it's basically like, hey, like...
It's just going to check for a license. Like,
yeah. Which immediately makes PlayStation Now, like,
better,
way more appealing.
Yeah, I mean, now it's on par with kind of what Game Pass was doing.
Right.
It does make it more appealing to me, though.
Yeah, and they're also running a promotion that it's $10 a month until... Like, you can get it for $10 a month up until basically in the next 4 days, then the price goes back up.
What's the normal price per month? $20. $20.
Which is, yeah, still a lot to ask for, you know, especially with Xbox Game Pass being half that.
Yeah. I think $10 should be what now costs.
So I don't, I'm not, the what will determine whether or not I get it, I wish they had a, I want to be able to look at the full catalog.
Can you not do that?
Like, I don't know where to. I'm trying to find like where the full PlayStation Now catalog is.
So if you go, if you just look, just type PlayStation Now onto Google, and then it'll bring up an ad site that says explore the catalog. And if you click that, you can see all the games listed in alphabetical order.
Okay. Because right now it's like, hey, here's, here we go. Okay. PlayStation 2 games.
It's just a straight up list, but. I mean,
the PS2 games list is, there's about 10 PlayStation 2 games on there right now.
That's not enough for me to jump in, I guess.
But there's also a significant amount of PS3 games. So if there's anything that you missed.
Right.
Like, hey, you don't have to worry about owning the game like you do with Microsoft. You just pay $10 and then you get everything that you owned. You know, $10 per month, right, I guess.
It's not bad, though. Like,
no, and I mean, in the PS3, at least, it includes some of the HD remasters of PS2 games. Like, there's the ICO Classics
remasters. That's nice.
All the God of War games that were remastered in HD are on the PS3 list. Every Lego game you could possibly imagine is on here. Mega Man 9 and 10. Metro Last Light. I'm just sort of naming things as I see them here.
Knack.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would expect all of the native PlayStation games to be on here.
Dark Souls 3.
Yeah. All the Resident Evil games. All the Ratchet and Clank games. Which, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yakuza 5.
Yeah, Yakuza 5. Red Dead Redemption and Red Dead Undead Nightmare are also part of the list. Which is cool. Yeah, Sam and Max, all the episodes there. Saints Row 2. Silent Hill HD collections there. Yeah, so I mean, like, the list is not, it's not insignificant, like, at least on the PS3 side of things. I'd have to look at the, you know, the PS2 stuff obviously requires a bit of catching up, but and, you know, at the very least, it also seems like that their list of PS4 games is, you know, relatively current, maybe a year or two behind, just sort of poking at it from a distance here.
I don't see Horizon, but I do see like Until Dawn and
right.
So stuff that's about 2 years old, which that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, they. My hope is, you know, as time goes on, they will continue to add some PS2 games and stuff. But
still, think that $20 for me is a little bit much. Yeah. But
that's a hair steep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $200 more than $200 a year.
A step in the right direction, at least. So.
Sure, and I think like if you are just like, hey, I'm not going to buy new games. I'm just going to play. Like what I get out of this subscription, like you're getting a decent amount of games.
Which means that
for any of us lunatics, it's probably not.
No, for us, it's not going to be worthwhile. But I can see somebody being like, "All right, I could drop $20 a month and have access to all these games."
You know, if you don't buy games regularly and stuff, and you're not really worried about playing the most up and coming stuff, like, then you don't really need to worry about it.
Yeah, which is where I think both Game Pass and this. Well, this now that you can download.
Right. The bigger difference is that, at least at the moment, all current Xbox like exclusive releases hit Game Pass at the same time.
Yeah, so like I'll, because I have Game Pass, I will get Horizon 4 when it comes out. So like that's a big...
Yeah, it's better.
Right.
But I do have a friend who like... You know, he's not like a big gamer, but he did just like get Game Pass. He's like, I don't know, it's awesome, dude. You play with it, like there's a whole bunch of shit to play, you know. It's kind of like
It does appear that at the moment Xbox Game Pass has a more current list of modern games. Right? Like, you know, I think Bloodborne and Until Dawn are probably the most current lists, you know, current games on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, while at the same time, you know, like you're you know, like Fallout 4 I didn't see that on the list, right? But that's on, you know, Division is not on there, but those games are on Game Pass and stuff, right?
So, right.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, you know, a step in the right direction, but not necessarily on par quite yet. I think the biggest thing that gave them that advantage is beefing up the PS2 and bringing PlayStation 1 games to that archive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, definitely. But the PlayStation 1 games, I don't understand why they're not there at all. Like that should have just been.
And why? Because they're selling $100 console.
This is true.
It's but the same reason why the virtual console doesn't exist on the.
Yeah. But the PS2 stuff, like, I would really like to see that increased because Microsoft's doing a really good job of bringing like original Xbox stuff over and adding it in the Game Pass. So if PlayStation Now could bring some original like PS2 stuff. And that PS1 stuff, that would give it an added benefit there.
That's the news.
All right.
That's good. But going back to PlayStation Classic, guys.
Yeah.
What games would like be on there? Because like, honestly, for me, I haven't pre-ordered, but I never owned a PlayStation. So
yeah, I never.
I don't.
I have to assume
games holding up like the 3D ones, anyways.
It would blow my mind if they didn't put a version of Crash Bandicoot in this game, like the first one, just for the sake of the
title,
even though they're remastered and stuff. But like, I feel like you would still put that game on there. That would
be original, yeah.
Like even or the second one, like the third one didn't require the analog sticks, but they had been around by then. I figure a Gran Turismo game is going to be on there.
Yeah, I would think Gran Turismo 1. Just because
I remember playing that.
How
be less licensing.
Are analog sticks to something like Metal Gear Solid?
You can play it without it.
Okay,
I think
maybe
people prefer to play it with analog sticks. Analog sticks were available at the time. But it is playable without them.
I mean, you've already got the Final Fantasy in there. Maybe like Chrono Cross or something. Monster Rancher. Thinking of like really like kind of out there. Because like they kind of have the sports games. Like not the sports, but like they're like arcade racers are already kind of covered, right? Ridge Racer and
I feel like you gotta have like Silent Hill or fucking
Resident Evil,
right?
Yeah, I totally what are either of the both Symphony of the Night, right? Would make a lot of sense.
Silent Hill, let's see.
96, I want to say, was the 97. Maybe I'm fucking out of my mind.
Silent Hill 99.
Okay.
That may require.
But the game is not that, like, because of the fixed angles, like, I don't really think you need analog sticks.
I'm pretty sure Resident Evil 1 you didn't play with.
So Resident Evil 1, when it first released, it did not have dual analog stick control. Then they released the director's cut, which did have dual analog stick.
So I can see just the original being there.
What was that?
Resident Evil 2 also on the original PlayStation?
It was. Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, so I mean, any one of those they could do.
It's going to be...
I would assume it'll be one.
I think it will be one if one of them makes it on there.
And one is fine. One is awesome.
It is. It's also the one that came out before the analog sticks
came out. Yeah, so that's...
Yeah. I don't remember if you needed the analog sticks for Silent Hill or not.
I don't believe you did. Having played those games much, like, you don't even need them for the ones in the PS2 game. So I'm just going to, like, burn through this list of Games Radar 25 best PS1 games of all time and see if it sticks.
Sure.
I mean, Suikoden 2?
I don't think that makes it on there.
Driver, maybe? Vagrant Story?
I don't think that makes it on there either. I'd love to see it on there, but I don't.
Yeah, Ridge Racer Type 4 is already one of the 5 announced games. There. Maybe a Street Fighter game? Street Fighter Alpha 3?
That's possible.
An original Tomb Raider? Tomb Raider 1, 2, or 3?
That I can see that happening.
Oddworld? Legacy of Kain? I bet you Legacy of Kain is in there, because it never really made it off of the original PlayStation. Tekken 3, also one of...
What, you mean Blood Omen?
Like the original. Soul Reaver.
Okay.
I think
Soul Reaver might have required that might have been dual analog.
Tekken 3 also on the list. Gran Turismo 2, we just crap with the rapper, maybe.
Possibly. Probably.
Oh, a Twisted Metal, obviously.
See, like, I think about all these games, I'm like, those games all control like shit. Like, am I really gonna play this thing? Like, I don't know.
Right, but I mean, I don't know. I imagine you'll play it roughly the amount of the same time you did your NES.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't play those as much as I would like to. Like, I would like to play those. But, honestly, when I think, like, Twisted Metal, am I going to play that? I'm not going to play that.
They'll have online play, I think they said. So,
they'll cancel this shit.
Probably a Tony Hawk game.
Ooh, that's the one thing. That's like, the one thing. But that might be hard to get. Licensing issues.
I mean, they're going to have to license almost all these games. Like,
the music, though, too.
I mean, it depends on if the game is already available. If there's if you can buy, I don't know if you can buy Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's one you can buy for, like, the Vita or the PS3.
Maybe on those, yeah. Maybe? I don't know. I think it would be an issue because those games had great soundtracks.
Yeah, I don't know if they're available.
Apparently, there was an iOS port of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. So
that's weird.
Yeah, I'm looking at platforms and it says iOS. So,
well, remember, but if they could port it and they could change the soundtrack on that, I don't like.
Really could.
You're not going to want them to change the soundtrack on something you're calling the PlayStation Classic. You're going to want the original version.
I don't know. So according to Wikipedia, it was out there and it was released in 2010 and it didn't have any soundtrack change.
Okay.
I mean, it's not on the App Store anymore. It was discontinued in 2014, probably when they moved on to different architecture or something like that. But
that all is going to depend on how Activision wrote their contracts and
right,
yeah, how all that stuff was set up.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see. Hopefully in the next week they sort of come out and are like, "Hey, here's
the full list." I want to know what the other games are, because I mean,
I don't need to spend $100 on this thing. So.
I just like having those cool little systems sitting in like my bedroom. That's why
Sega needs to just get off their ass and give me a Dreamcast one.
I'd buy that too, probably.
There was news that came out about the Genesis one that was supposed to come out this year that they delayed it, and they're working with a new company on making that one.
They need to make them in-house, though, because all of Sega's, man, they look like bargain bin trash when they make them.
They were working with At Games, which makes bargain bin trash. They have partnered with a different company, different hardware company now, so maybe this time it'll turn out a little bit better.
Problem is that they're going to have to put out something better than their collection of games you get already.
I mean, outside of the fact that it is a little system, I don't have any need to get another Genesis.
And I think that's kind of the bigger difference, at least with this PlayStation one, and it's not a good thing, but it's difficult to get a lot of those PS1 games.
Is it, though?
These days. Not ones like Symphony of the Night, but
But I don't think you're going to get the more obscure games.
Maybe not, yeah.
I think if you're going to say it's classic, you want to sell to the mainstream, so you're going to want to have the more popular games on there, and you're only putting 20 on.
Go ahead.
I can't see them putting a bunch of I would love to see some hard to get games on there that I don't have or that I can't buy on the PS3 or my Vita. I just don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I don't know how much longer the Vita store is going to be around.
Right, but as long as I can download that stuff to my PS3, I can install it on my Vita.
Sure.
I don't know, honestly. Right now, the PS3 has a huge PS1 library that is available to it. I guess we'll see. I wish they had announced all 20 games.
I'd like to know.
Whatever, you can always cancel.
Right. The only thing that sucks about Best Buy is that they did charge me up front, but not the end of the
world. Wait, they did? They don't normally do that.
I don't know if they're just what's the word?
They might be just balance checking.
Yeah, maybe. So maybe the money will appear back in there.
Yeah, put a hold on it. And in fact, I have heard that they do that on occasion. They will balance check, and just to make sure that you have enough on the card.
And maybe for something like this that they fear people will be buying in mass bulk.
Right.
Try and flip on eBay. They're a little more conscious.
I don't see it on Amazon. Is it down again?
Oh, what?
I don't see it here.
I did see Jeff Keighley tweeting that they had it out on it. So.
Where's my motherfucking order?
It just disappeared.
I was just looking at it a minute ago. Oh, here it goes.
Polygon has a
currently unavailable. Sold out, bro.
It's fine. I have PlayStations out the asshole here, so.
Were there Maximo games on PS1?
They were PS2. The Ghost and Goblins continuation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were PS2 games. Ghost to Glory. And is there another one?
Shmups?
On the PS1?
Yeah, they had to be good shmups.
I'm sure there were. Wasn't that where? I don't know. I don't like shmups, so.
If there's no shmups, I'm canceling.
I don't know if they'll add any though, Jeff. Because it's not a huge.
Not exactly the most popular of genres.
Yeah, and if
you carve out one slot for it, here's your one shmup.
Right, but is there, like, one's not jumping out at to me, like, as, like, this is the one you would get? Maybe, is it Einhander? I think that's,
and that's probably, like, a lot of those, like, will be expensive, I'm sure, because, like, probably didn't make a lot and shit. Let's see.
Yeah, I think, Einhander was one that was made by Square. That's the only one that's coming to mind for me.
Oh, I think there was a bunch.
I'm sure there were. It's all, I mean, as I said, not a genre I really follow along with.
Maybe I'll cross my fingers for Einhander.
Maybe. I mean, Square is known to be willing to throw their shit on everything, so.
At that they are.
I mean, multiple games on the Super Nintendo Classic, so. Well, we will see. You two can tell us all about it when it comes out on December 3rd.
Assuming Jeff doesn't cancel his order, which we both know he's not.
Lip that shit.
For what? $103?
20, yeah. 100, yeah. Exactly.
I sell for $3 more than I got it for.
I'll probably just get it just because it's cool or whatever, you know. But
I think it looks cool. I wonder if those controllers can be plugged in and used like on the PC, because they are just USB controllers, right?
Are they?
Yeah, they are. Well, I don't know. I mean, they have ports, just like a PlayStation controller. So. So maybe not.
That's a shame.
It's gotta be, man. I'm trying to look at the picture of the box.
Well, I'm looking at the images they have on Polygon, and Pete's right. Like the controller looks like they're like it might be USB, but it looks like it has like that weird plug on the end.
Yeah. No, like, I'm looking at the same thing. Yeah.
So, not that, you know, that's a deal breaker, but
hey, maybe I'll finally beat Symphony of the Night on this fucking thing, because it'll just feel like the right proper setting.
That's not happening. Fail.
You're probably right.
You can do it, Jeff.
You can't do it. I don't believe in you.
Tony has no belief.
Media.
All right. Well, I don't think there's anything new coming out in the next week. Unless you're a fan of FIFA. I think that might be coming out, but I don't think any of us play FIFA. So we might be talking more Spider-Man. Tony and I may actually progress in the story. Maybe not. Who knows? And Jeff is going to continue playing Tomb Raider.
You're 100% that
Valkyria
shit.
Chronicles 4 comes out next week.
Oh, does it? Are you getting that, Tony?
I'm getting it.
Okay. I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about that. So, and Pete, you have any plans for the week?
No.
Cool, me neither. Except for finishing up a... trying to get level 100 or tier 100 in Fortnite. So,
God bless you.
I only have one more to go. Mostly because I played 11 hours straight watching football on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I sat there watching football at Fortnite.
That sounds like a miserable time. Actually,
it was fine.
I'd probably be fun. Well, except for the Fortnite part.
Yeah, it was fine. Completed all but two of the challenges. So, all right. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.